This is Fulgrim from the podcast of, what was the other one?
Lost Omens.
Lost Omens. Okay. All right. This is Fulgrim from the Lost Omens podcast. The podcast that you are about to listen to is part of the Professional Casual Network. For podcasts like this, please visit professionalcasual.com.
The Professional Casual Network has gear. Check out teespring.com/store/professionalcasual for fresh new swag. A huge shout out to our sponsor, BeardedDragonGames.online. Pick up all your local game store goodness from Magic the Gathering, Dungeons & Dragons, Pathfinder, or WFRP 4th Edition, as well as terrain, paints, board games, comics, and more. Make sure to use code PROFESSIONALCASUAL at checkout for free domestic shipping or PCME10 for 10% off your total order at BeardedDragonGames.online. Also, a special thanks to Built Bar for sponsoring the show. To get 10% off your order and to help support the show, use code PROFESSIONALCASUAL at checkout or use the link in the show notes.
Does anybody need a little ketchup or anything where we're at?
Oh, yeah.
No, I like that Chick-fil-A sauce now. I don't need ketchup.
God. We're on a coach, right?
We're on a coach. What?
We're on a coach.
You're on your way to Mindenheim. You just finished your second day on the road in a town called Brokel, where you had to go to like the second inn.
that's just gonna be like the preview photo.
I'm hoping so. You know,
I just said the awesome. Most
aggressive yawn. I was making weird faces and then I started yawning during it. I'm listening.
Fucking guy over here.
Right.
No, just we're recording.
Last this, one so down
it's,
here.
It's fantastic.
Welcome back to Good Papa 156.
Oh, pick up sticks.
I was going to say the whole name of the show, and then I knew I was going to be like, so I just did the abbreviation. Good Papa.
On. Good guys.
I dropped my pen.
You're the one who has to edit this, so.
That's true. I'm not going to edit that out.
Make all the erroneous noises you want.
We were just
but not listening. Horse noises.
No! Then I can't make a drop out of it and put it on TikTok. Or yeah. They're like, meh. So if you're not, yeah, follow us on TikTok. We're just professional casual there. Hmm?
Dan is in fact responsible for all of our removed TikToks and removed audio so far.
No, it got put. I appealed it and it got put back.
The second one or the horse one?
The horse one.
Oh, but not the JB one.
No, I don't remember a second one getting flagged.
Didn't get, it got the audio removed for the big?
Oh, is that why it had like two views?
Yeah.
Oh, sweet. Oh, that was such a good one though.
And, they removed the audio from it completely.
Come on. I even changed the captions so it was
That's exactly what you're supposed to do.
Yep.
Flaring and abuses of it all.
So
over
it
the
was
place,
deked.
But not here.
That's I didn't realize it took out the audio. That was like the best drop in a while too.
I completely agree.
Was so the, go to our TikTok and find that one and
big
watch
deked
it.
Adventure Express. It was so great.
Show China who's boss.
But we were just was just listening to the last bit of the last episode because it's been a little while since we recorded, and JB was like, you could just cut most of that out because it was him haggling for the price of the last inn. And I was like, no, I'll keep that. That's like that's us playing the game. Oh, keep that in. Man.
That's how we play the game. That's what the people want to hear.
Oh my goodness.
Is you haggling.
People are here to hear the game, yeah.
I do remember that you got drunk and naked and were trying to convince horses to whip you.
Oh yeah. That was the first inn, yeah, because everybody gave him their welcome to Mindenheim drink.
Right. Oh yeah, that's right. Everyone gave that to you to consume yourself.
Oh right. Mina gave him hers, but then he drank the
drank them all. Yeah. She was like, I would have given it to him.
Yeah, he just took it. Whatever.
Bruno's a treasure.
I love it.
That's so good.
I'm bringing back the term menace.
Ooh.
I'm calling one of my coworkers a menace a lot because he'll just like walk past. If you're like in someone's classroom talking to them, he'll just walk by and like slam the door if it's open.
Mm.
So he did it during my department meeting. There were three of us in there. He just like slammed.
It's very funny, to be fair. I would always turn the lights off when I walked by Mr. Miller's.
Yeah.
I wasn't in the classroom.
Sure, he loved that.
Oh, yeah.
He didn't like actually close it all the way, but he kept walking. So then he had to come back and like push it again. I was like, you're a menace. There are three of us in here. We're not even that loud. So. And then he did it to the art room where there were people in there and they were loud. And the math teacher was like, did he really just slam the door because we're too loud? And I'm like, no, he's just being funny. That's what funny is, Ellen. Calm down.
To everyone.
God. Whatever. He's a menace. So JB's a menace. Bruno's a menace.
Yeah, oh, Bruno's been called a menace a lot of times on this show. He's like the definition of a menace.
Bringing it back.
I'll take it.
Too bad it's not Dennis. He's just kind of there.
He doesn't need to be brought back. The, however, does need to be brought back.
The menace.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Yeah. Makes sense.
As long as somebody gets it, because
she's bringing back menace. We have a bunch of Dennises. There's one in the party. Yes, so the is a thing that needs to be brought back.
All right.
Webby already brought back Dennis, potentially, probably. I don't know how he works.
How many times?
The website at patreon.com, at professional casual, patreon.com.
Close. Patreon.com/professional casual. Yep.
Not
thank you, JB.
Wrong.
Or the Instacart at professional casual.
Yeah, please add stuff to our Instacart. Please. Buy my groceries Gmail for me.
I think we could that's get a link one up for that in the meantime.
Yeah, right.
If people want to add things to our grocery list.
Peanut butter and seltzers.
American Express Sky Miles card specifically for Instacart to get miles to like go to conventions and
stuff. It's dope. Yep. It's like another percent and you get regular points. And it's just, there's so many types of points.
We love points.
So, go there and use that and make sure you hit up professional casual and like and subscribe.
You'll be drowning in that pee.
Mm-hmm.
So, JB, will you help us out with those that have gone to patreon.com/professional casual and have joined the highest tiers, the King Ding Double Dongers and the professional cake skitter. Professional cake sitters. I can't do it.
We could change
I can't
it to talk professional today. Cake skeeters.
Professional cake skitters.
Professional cake skeeters.
Ooh, those are like cake spiders.
That sounds awful. Cake skitters, I don't
they just
know
crawl around on cakes.
Stop. Nah, skeeters are mosquitoes. They'd be cake mosquitoes.
Cakes shaped on like mosquitoes.
Yes.
They land on cakes and suck out all the gooey filling.
It's a cake pop with legs on it.
That might be a cherry tomato.
All right. All right.
Or it's the spider with the popsicle stick up its ass.
I was trying to get JB to list the names, and now you're just talking about weird gross stuff and I want a picture.
There's here three of our newest patrons.
There's Justicar and Dr. D.
Dr. D actually is
that's
one.
That's one. We got one.
Right Mad. Let's see.
It's Ben, at least.
Tea and Coffee. Let's see. Thoras.
Dude, that dude's I really like him.
The rest. Are these real, Sablio? Are these real people?
These are all people in the Discord.
Let's see.
Using random colors.
Keebler Red. Grandmaster Wook. He's a real big sitter.
If you just read
the he's a grandmaster now? Good for him.
Professional cake sitters.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Guess the Discord is ordered by what tier you're in.
All right, cool.
How you're
I can do that. This
is news to me.
All right. Bruce Leroy.
Yeah.
Leroy. Cider Drinker.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Devil Pup. Dr. D. X Paxis. This is going to be long now.
Some of the Patreon names won't line up directly with the Discord names.
Okay. All right.
Saki Rob.
I'm going to need to like, how do I take a clip and just speed it up?
Yeah.
You cut it out.
Mo
and then
Dags.
It's one of the easier effects.
Iron Maze. And Bicon and Juts. There you go. You win.
And Otis.
Tony Hotheads.
Tony Hotheads.
Bastion.
Bastion and Rob.
You got Rob.
Yep.
Oh, I missed that.
I missed all of them.
Good job, JB. We're proud of you.
Yes, don't let me forget, because I'm going to forget. After we're done with this episode, have me go get my lunchbox, because Rob gave me something.
Oh.
And it is the coolest little mini hedgehog.
Oh, hell yeah.
Nice. Yeah,
oh,
it's very cute. He's like, yeah, I found this on my shelf when I was cleaning out my room. And
isn't he like a little praying hedgehog?
Yeah, he's a praying hedgehog. He got it in Japan.
Like mini in comparison to a normal hedgehog?
Correct.
Or in comparison to you?
Both.
So it could just be like a foot shorter than you.
It could be. It's significantly smaller. I'm not good with
significant
lengths, but I would say it's between 1 and 12 inches tall. Somewhere in there.
Shout out to my exes.
It's smaller than a cheese puff.
That's like four times as long as you need, right?
Also, that reminds me, you said remind you. Happy Star Wars Day. This episode is coming out on May the 4th.
Whoa! Ooh,
May the 4th be
nonsense.
With you.
Right, very that's exciting. No, I always write it on the board in my classroom, May the 4th be with you, and usually one kid will be like, you're a nerd, Mr. Cole, or something like that. Most of them don't get it.
If it's May the 4th, that means you only have 2 weeks left to sign up for our LVO qualifier, bearded dragon games.online.
What?
Longshanks will be in the show notes.
Sign it.
No, well, sign don't say that. I'm not going to find that and put it in there.
Why?
Because I'm not going to remember it's when incredibly... I edit this episode in a few weeks.
Now you will.
Yeah.
You're right.
Right now. Just do it.
No, I don't want to. It might be there. Maybe so I'll remember.
Kids not knowing about Star Wars Day, the worst is like at the end of April, I put that Justin Timberlake meme up.
It's going to be me.
It's going to be me. And they're like, what?
Who
and
is I'm that? Like,
how do you not know? So then I make them watch the music video and they're like, why does his hair look like ramen noodles? I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah, it does. Right.
Youth is wasted on these children.
I don't know. We said that in our youth too, didn't we?
Yes.
We said that about the ramen noodles, but we knew they're like, it's going to be me.
Oh, yeah.
I think that wasn't really
I a still thing don't know what that is.
Relatively recently. That's like a recursive meme.
It's always been a thing.
Yeah.
It's been a song since like 2000.
Yeah, I don't. I feel like it wasn't a meme when the song came out, though.
We didn't have memes, Dan.
It's yes, true. We did.
We were neglected.
They were the single panel comics in the newspaper that people cubicles.
Yeah. That political was... cartoons?
No, Marmaduke. Some of them.
Marmaduke. Family Circus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Foxtrot.
Following I the loved dotted Foxtrot. Line.
Same.
Yeah. I did like Foxtrot because it was nerd stuff.
Oh, man. Those were our memes.
In retrospect, Foxtrot is pretty not great. But
oh no,
I like Foxtrot. I was gonna say it's more respectful nerd stuff than like the Big Bang Theory that's kind of making fun of the nerds.
I guess it's just everything that isn't Calvin and Hobbes comes up wanting.
Well, yeah, I mean, you compare anything to Calvin and Hobbes, it's just not fair because that is the perfect comic strip.
It's like compared to not getting punched in the face, all of the punches in the face just suck. Accurate, you're 100% correct. Yeah.
That's a joke for legal reasons.
I don't know enough of the stuff behind it.
Uh-oh.
Oh, man. If you don't know enough about it, let me just save you some time and effort. You should cut that out.
All right. Maybe I'll keep it in the video version.
You should maybe look up the reference just in case.
Yeah, you should at least know this. Yeah.
I don't know the story.
Oh, that's
hilarious. No, well, of course not. You guys are revolving around. It's gonna be me. It's gonna be me memes. You guys don't know anything within the past decade.
What did you do, Danny?
JB.
Oh,
it's gonna be me.
But who has the courage to understand the sarcasm there?
So on the road to Middenheim,
kind of a precursor to
he looks like a cannellini bean.
Finn's friend.
What? Jake. How does a person look like a cannellini bean?
He just looks like
him.
What's a cannellini bean?
It's like a big white bean.
Oh, I'm a big white bean.
Aren't like, they also known as great northern beans, or is that something else?
I don't think so, but I think cannellini beans are like kidney beans, but they're not dark red, they're white.
Oh.
Yeah.
They taste significantly different.
Yes.
The more you know.
This is the whitest I've been on the show ever.
I was going to say something about you not having a hat, but I didn't want to make you feel self-conscious.
No, I'm very aware that I don't have a hat on. I keep staring at the reflection of the light.
We have extra hats. There's
another hat over there.
Yeah, but they're tiny and I have a big fat head.
The tiny.
What about the frosty hat there?
I have to issue a retraction. I meant to do this like 6 episodes ago in 150, even wrote it in my notes and still forgot that Andrew Christian messaged me as a listener. And he said, hey,
is that the guy that played Anakin?
Hayden Christensen.
Oh, gotcha. Maybe they're brothers. And are they brothers?
I don't know. I didn't ask. Okay. I didn't you make should. The connection.
Why wouldn't?
Well, maybe he'll let us know now. But he said, you know, love the show, blah, blah, blah. He wanted to correct me on something I said during an episode. I actually just listened to it this morning in the car where I said something about when you're fighting the carrion and how strong they were. Mm. And I said that, you know, it's like a known fact that a goose can break a man's arm with their wing because they're so strong. And he said that is actually a myth.
No. Really? Sorry, continue.
Wow. I didn't expect that much reaction. That was aggressive. That it is actually a myth. And it's been proven that like because birds have like hollow bones, like a bird's wing would break before it broke a person's arm. Really? Like, our bones are so much stronger.
Yo, I've been telling my students this for so long.
I feel like it was a fact I knew for the longest time, right. But, you know, the more you know. So thank you, Andrew. And he said he heard it on another podcast that they talked about, like, the science behind it and how that's actually, like, an old wives' tale kind of thing.
Definitely. All right, it's our time. Let's take Parks back from those stupid
Let's go.
Okay, yeah, so let's go punch some birds. I think that this is, like,
break them with my wing.
Like, goose propaganda. Where they were like, if we just start telling the humans that we can break their arms with their wings, they'll just stay away from us.
That's why the goose game is untitled.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That makes so much sense. So I've been meaning to do that for a while. I got that off my chest. I feel a lot better now. I was mistaken. My bird facts have been all over the place on this show. The albatrosses, I was way off on the wingspan. Goose can't break a person's arm.
These are the things that people write in about all the time that I have to keep that hate at bay. I can't let that all flow through to you.
Yeah, I knew those were all wrong at the time. I just didn't say anything.
Ben actually wrote most of those comments.
Yeah.
They were all his Elite Eight Showdown reviews, though.
Jeez, thanks.
I have a whole network of people under different aliases writing in comments for things that I am not brave enough to say on the show.
I love that. I love that commitment, man.
The delivery is so perfect. But yeah, for real, before we go too long, just whatever, you are staying the night in the inn in Brokel at the Market Inn because the Brokel Arms only allows those that are traveling on Four Seasons, which you tried to like trick them into letting you in. No. Bruno haggled the price down. A little bit lucky, tried to haggle for a room in the common room, but there still wasn't one, no matter what his test rolled was. So you guys had
sounds
to
like
rent
you took
out.
Away my agency again.
It's not physically there. So you guys stayed the night. It was pretty nice. So the cartographer that's with you, whose name I definitely remember.
Lance.
Oh,
Bigums.
Bart.
From Albuquerque.
Bart Kurtz. Kurz explains that today there is no midday stop. The next stop is a place called Mittelweg, which just means halfway, essentially. Is one of the oldest inns on the Altdorf-Mittenheim Road and is a site of old battles during the Great War Against Chaos and is like built on an old dwarven fortress, which is pretty cool. But you have to ascend pretty far to get there. It's usually has a little bit of snow on it because the elevation.
Seems like an odd place to build an inn and build a town.
Oh, yeah. So you see, when they built the road, it would have cost way too much at the time to circumvent around this hillock. And
20 words or less. I'm a busy man.
It's defensible.
This was cheaper.
Well, now there's nothing left to the imagination. You could have led up to it a little bit.
But yes.
Now, with the Great Wars of Gens Chaos, is that when they like invaded and took over what?
I don't know.
Middenheim? No.
Oh, no. Middenheim's never been sacked.
Oh, Marienburg.
Marienburg.
Hey, Bruno.
Yeah.
Don't tell the others this because they seem a little high strung. I'm fairly certain the war against chaos is a metaphor.
Oh. For marriage. Yeah.
That's one of the prevailing theories.
That actually works on a couple levels. Especially since Mina has declared war on both.
That is true. I will succumb to neither and none.
Mina's declared war on marriage?
Yeah,
haven't you heard about this wedding dress?
Oh my god. That was a whole vignette.
That wasn't even your fault, though.
Well, no, I still didn't want to get married.
Oh, fair. Okay.
Whatever.
She was next in line.
I was next. With these stupid skinny hips. I couldn't fill out that dress.
I believe that means her hips lie.
That is yikes. True.
But yeah, so Bert tells Bruno that there's no place to stop midway today. So you might want to, if you need provisions to get you through the day, you might want to stock up here.
All right. Yeah. So I buy extra rations for myself and some extra water for the horses. All right. They need water.
Wow. That's actually like weirdly selfless of Bruno.
Right.
He's a master coachman.
I'm suspicious.
Right? He remembered
what
the horses.
What's going on?
Strap it down to the back of the coach.
And he knows to give them water to drink and not try to give them, like, brandy or ale. Well,
you don't want them to go too fast.
Yeah, you learned that the first day. You pushed them too hard. Right. Got there late.
They'll be pissing every 5 minutes.
Once you break the seal.
Taylor.
Aw. But the thing is, with horses, they won't stop, so it just becomes a trail. Anyone can find us.
Oh, that's actually on the legitimate. Road. Yeah.
Yeah. They just follow their noses to the irreplaceable smell of aromatic horse piss with whiskey.
Horse.
It's unmistakable.
Whiskey. Horse whiskey.
Yeah, pee whiskey.
But yeah, I'll tell everybody else that they might need to get a bit of extra food for themselves and another portion for me.
I'm going to set up my spare rain bowl on top of the roof just in case.
Yeah, so who's on the roof? Are you traveling on the roof again, Mina, or are you going
to? I would like to travel on the roof. I'm very on high alert as far as, like, you know, agents of chaos or roving bandits or it's all, you know. It's all the same to me.
You are in, like, the deep of the Great Forest at this point, so.
Hey, this forest is pretty great.
Not exactly okay. I've seen better. Safety.
I am going to kind of build, like, a little bit of, like a tiny bird nest by chewing off the corners of some of those grimoires and making, like, a paper mache to stick the rain bowl to the top corner. So if it does get, like, jostled a little, maybe it won't fall off.
Okay.
Gunder. A carpenter bee. And by that, I mean a paper wasp.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Gunder also rides on top with you, Mina. Make an easy intuition test here.
Oh, nope. Well.
Easy's plus 40?
Actually, yes. Okay. I make it with zero success levels.
Okay, so you notice that... with Reese stacking the luggage and everything on top, that he's arranged things so, like, you guys have to sit much closer than you were yesterday.
Aww. That's weird. Does he still have his helmet on?
Yeah, I mean, he's not a Mandalorian.
Seems a lot foggier than today for some reason, even though there's a bunch of holes in it. No pass.
I mean, he did take it off, like, during dinner and breakfast and things like that.
What did he look like?
When you're just hanging out in the inn, he has it off.
What does he look like?
Why did you say that?
When he took it off, there was a circumstantially somebody else was walking by with a big hat and it just covered where his face was.
It was one of the three times naked Bruno ran through.
Yeah. Please tell me he looks like a Pedro Pascal.
Somebody else, so another time, like a different, like, camera shot of you guys at the table, but there's, like, somebody standing too close to the camera with a mug that's right in front of his face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
The mystery.
No, I mean,
what do they have to do with that mug?
So he looks, I wouldn't say he looks like Pedro Pascal, but in that he doesn't have, like, a full beard. He's got kind of a patchy beard.
Okay.
But he's got, like, a big cleft lip.
Oh.
But other than that, he doesn't look too remarkable.
Okay.
He's got close cropped hair.
What color is it?
Like a light brown.
What color is the eyes?
Who cares?
Like a dark blue.
Ooh, there's nothing you can do with the eyes.
Are his eyes close or far away from his nose?
They seem pretty average.
How about his ears? Do they smell? Being in that helmet
small
all day?
Ears?
Yeah.
I mean,
his emphasis on faces.
They're a little, like, smushed to his head, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Does his nose look like perhaps it has been broken a series of times because of a scuffle?
Probably not. Doesn't look like it's been broken a bunch of times.
Oh, he's not very tough.
And if it was, it wasn't reset well enough.
Oh. Does he look like he shaves regularly or does he have stubble?
No, I said he's got, like, a patchy beard.
Oh, gotcha. I wasn't listening to that part.
How old would
you say? So that part of him looks like Pedro Pascal.
Okay.
Because he can't grow a full beard.
I love Pedro Pascal's like so patchy good. Beard, though.
Is he missing any teeth?
Not that you noticed.
He's going to be.
Wow. What? What did this guy do to you?
He said I could roll if he loses teeth due to a critical. He made me promise.
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah, I'm like sorry. Those teeth are already spoken for.
He looks to be in his early 20s.
Okay.
I'll allow this. Venerable old warrior.
Allow this?
Yes.
So yeah, once we're on the road, I make sure, you know, well, Bertha is set up in the cab or what have you, right?
Bertha and
Ulrich.
The other one.
Yeah, Ulrich. Ulrika.
Ulrika.
Eureka!
Ulrich, yeah.
Ulrich
and Bertha. Good notes there.
Yeah. I take notes sometimes.
I thought he was making up a name at first.
I did too. I thought he was talking about a horsey named Bertha, and then I was like, oh, wait, that's one of the sisters.
I definitely thought Bertha was made up.
Yeah.
Anyways, I make sure that...
take notes.
It's right from the book.
They, I'll even, right, as a good coachman, take their payment to go buy provisions for them just to make sure that they have enough money to buy themselves and myself an extra lunch.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, they will give you like 10 pennies to buy lunch for them and Gunder.
It's going
to
be more than that.
Oh, at first I was like, did you dark whispers him to be nice to people or something? What's going on?
Right.
He's trying to get extra lunches.
Now it's
he's like
around.
Chris Farley from Billy Madison. She's going to eat all the lunches.
That Sasquatch ate all their lunches.
No yelling on the bus.
Oh, man. I should have based my character off that.
I mean, didn't you? It's pretty much the same thing. He's a bus driver. You're a coachman.
Yeah. Same.
It tracks.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. So I make sure that, you know, at least a couple silver. Right?
No, we don't. We just need lunch. We don't need that much. We don't need drinks or anything. Just
what are you going to drink? You're going to drink out of Lucky's Rainbow?
No, that's my spare rainbow, and we're just collecting it now.
Honestly, water's pretty much no different than poison, so I wouldn't go for it.
Gunder's like, 10 pennies is fine.
All right.
Whatever. Hey, if we have to resort to cannibalism, we know who's who's first in line.
Bart's like, it's the day. I think it's one meal.
That's how it starts.
It's fine.
That's how it starts, doesn't it?
Well, I'm ready to be off.
All right.
We need to be on the road to get there in time.
Here we go. And I think I'm still suffering a fatigue condition. Or if I'm not, then I'm going to pretend that I am.
Crack that whip.
Yep. Here we go.
Because I believe Bart's been sitting. No, Webby's been sitting up front, kind of taking over driving most of the time.
Yep.
Yeah. It's just the rumble of the coach just puts you to sleep.
I've been changing his fluids every so often. just to make sure you're doing okay.
I had a friend as a kid that every time we got in the car to go like anywhere, he would zonk out. It would just put him to sleep like every time.
Oh, yeah.
David is like that. Shout out, Dave.
He's got us peanut butter, didn't
thank
he?
Thank you
he
for that peanut butter, Dave.
Oh, so the episode I was listening to earlier today.
We didn't let
today,
JB eat any of it near dogs.
We were talking about peanut butter and how much we all like peanut butter. And we realized Danny was like, you know, send us stuff in the mail. And Tim was like, send us peanut butter. And I was like, they did. I totally forgot we said that.
Did.
It was back in like 140 something.
Oh, man.
That's awesome.
That was awesome.
Peanut butter is real good.
It's real good.
All right. But you get back on the road. And it's just kind of same Lucky you're inside the coach, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Why not? It's comfortable.
It is.
But the day is the same. You start to notice, those of you that would be paying any attention to this, notice this slight incline as you're going. Bruno and Webby, Mina, all outside the coach, notice it to start to get a little bit cooler.
Ooh.
We've been inching towards winter as we go anyway, but they're also heading north and you're going higher in elevation here. All kind of together is bringing the temperature down a bit. Not quite to where you can see your breath yet, but still like noticeably cool.
I'm very excited that I have this new coat. Mm. Keeps me warm.
True.
That's all this.
Oh, yeah.
To and put Bruno, stuff in.
Bruno even started with like thick gloves. So,
yep. Warm coat, thick gloves, small hat.
Man, you guys were really prepared for any kind of weather, huh?
That's right.
I mean, cold weather. Yes.
Well, because as it gets warm, you'll just take off some of your clothes. Like, you don't need warm weather clothes. You just need less clothes.
Right. And if it gets colder, you just weld some new clothes onto you.
Yeah. With, like, buttons, yeah? You fasten it with a clasp.
Sure.
Or a buckle.
Yeah, whatever's around, really.
You want to be boring about
it. Do they have zippers? Is that a thing in the old world?
I don't think so.
Zipper?
I'm going to say no.
I would assume no.
I feel like there's a market for that.
Listeners, tell me when the zipper was invented, please.
So, Bruno, have you guys traveled this route before? I know you've been a coachman for a while, so are these new roads?
Been a coachman since longer than you've met me, and I believe it. Been on this road before. This is the first time, but this road, just like every other road that I've been on, it goes to the same place. They all connect. All right.
Wait, is that true?
Yeah.
That's almost Zen in a way.
Yeah, I know. I've been on the road a long time.
It's like a circulatory system.
Yeah.
It has a bunch of dirt in it.
Or it goes in circles. Quit making
up medicine words.
Oh, right. Yeah.
I mean, circles connect to each other. Circulatory system connects to each other.
Yeah.
It's just the road.
Circulatory system is not how I'd put it. It's more like a series of tubes.
Yeah.
So not like a big truck then.
They
drive cars. They're not dissimilar to people.
Hmm.
Also, what is a truck?
Bruno.
Ah.
So, Miss Mina.
Yes.
Have you been bodyguarding long?
Oh, I'm not a bodyguard, no.
Oh, I thought, yeah.
Oh, no, I don't. You think I work for Bruno?
But, I mean, not Bruno, but.
You used to guard a town, though, was that?
I did, yes, I was a town guard. And then I was going to get into I was going to be a soldier in the Empire's army. And then I was called to fight chaos because I killed a demon and stopped the chaos cult and, you know, really freaky stuff. So it's just calling me to the chaos side of things.
You don't kill the demon?
Yes. It was pink.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a second. Bruno, I thought that these guys were under your employ.
I mean, yeah, for the most part. Yeah, they're independent contractors.
Oh, well, there you go then.
That they like hanging around with me.
You've paid us before?
No, your pay is coming.
Gotcha. I don't think any of that's true.
I mean, listen, that's why you're a contractor and not a full-time employee.
Here's the thing. Once I finish up this thing in Middenheim, Herman will want to hire me full-time, and then I will be employed by the Treasure of Sigmar, and then we will all be covered as far as pay goes, because we are all, you know, we're like a unit.
Yeah.
We're like a family.
A troop.
Yes.
So I don't totally understand all of it, but aren't you a little worried about going north and like Middenheim and stuff, being all Sigmar Witch Hunter-y?
No, why?
Because, well, maybe you should tell her.
Well, like, the Ulrichians and Sigmarites haven't really been getting along much lately.
The fight against chaos transcends any kind of belief system. I think Ulrichians and Sigmarites can both agree that chaos needs to be stopped in its tracks as soon as possible.
Yeah, chaos does need to be stopped, yeah.
Yes, that is like, goes far above and beyond whoever you think wields the bigger hammer or whatever.
Well, it
does not matter.
You both have hammers, yeah.
Take it from me. You can have many different enemies for many different reasons at the same time. Just because these folk don't like demons and chaos doesn't mean they're necessarily going to be on your side.
That's fair. But I don't know. I don't usually go around announcing, like, you know, my love for Sigmar or whatever, unless I'm in the Temple of Sigmar.
There's no distinguishing features on your head right now that would denote you as maybe someone that believes in Sigmar.
Oh, you mean my crown?
No, I thought that hat seemed kind of familiar. It didn't quite. But yeah, Witch Hunter hat. I got it. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, if you're expecting a pretty frigid reception for when we get to Middenheim, maybe we ought to make sure we do something to put us in their good graces right off of the bat.
Oh. Mm. I mean, I'm no expert. Maybe it's fine. I don't really know. What are you thinking?
Well, we got a newly minted witch hunter here. I don't see a reason we can't go hunting some witches. And if those witches happen to have any particularly greasy or slimy familiars lurking about, then I'd be happy to take them off your hands.
Oh, yeah, we don't want no witches.
Right. And certainly nobody else would be in the market for whatever I'm looking for. Well, so, win-win.
Well, thank you, Miss Mina, Miss Witch Hunter Mina, for your services to the Empire.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Do Ulrichians have like a symbol like the
the Sigmarites have like the double balls.
Yeah, they got the wolf.
Oh, it's just a wolf?
Yeah.
Oh, dope.
Yeah.
Bart like sticks his head out the window where I assume Lucky is talking to people through, and he's like, "Oh yes, yeah, the symbols of Ulrich. He's the god of war, winter, and wolves. This is a wolf head. Typically, is a talisman of his. Sometimes an axe represented.
Nice.
Or the shape of mountains.
That would be the easiest.
You say all sorts of crazy stuff. You're like a carnival barkers.
Thank you. Yes, I like feel like I know a lot of different things. Just need to figure out exactly where Dilbers is.
Well, Dilbers. Now, what happens if you can't find it?
I'd rather not go down that path.
Okay, so like you will face consequences if you can't find this town.
I believe, from what I understand, my position I am now responsible for not directly responsible for collecting the taxes. I'm not a tax collector, but taxes can't be collected from the town if we don't know exactly where it is. So in a way, I'm responsible for making sure those taxes do get collected by a tax collector.
Oh, also, so if you don't find the place, what is it, like your two smallest fingers on your left hand or something? Like, how do you pay recompense for your... not measuring up to your order?
I'm sure it'll be whatever happened to Topwurst.
What? Who's that? Or is that like a sausage?
Oh.
Like a Topwurst.
Oh, yeah. I spoke of him the other day. Gulheim Topwurst? Who's the one who would...
Oh, yeah.
Jill right now, right?
Yes. He had Delbers in many different places on many different maps. But on this trip, I will find out exactly where it is.
I hope he never goes back to jail, that's for sure.
Hmm.
So do you think when we get there, I shouldn't wear my hat?
Maybe cover it with like a wolf's head.
Well, it's not strictly illegal or anything to be a Sigmarite or a witch hunter in Middenheim. It's just more because of the current strife between the churches. It might be frowned upon. Ruffians might be a little...
It'd be like me walking into the rich part of town.
Right.
It's not like illegal, but it probably is.
Yeah, I don't want to go to jail.
But if we're trying to get Deke Enterprises off the ground, we definitely want to communicate to the populace, listen, you're safe with us. Ain't no witches gonna ferry away in our carts.
Yeah.
This is so you could be part of the branding opportunity saying I ain't afraid of no witches. It's as simple as that.
Yeah.
I had a similar mechanism down in my clinic, but rather than a witch hunter, we just had a guillotine. That doubled as the front door.
Oh.
Yeah. The way you used it was you use it 1 out of 5 times. So anyone who comes in, you know they really need help.
Oh my God.
Okay.
I think we have a great business opportunity right here on the cart. Right? We've got the witch hunter here. So if we do find witches, we also have a doctor. So the witches could get stitches.
Yeah. I could just take the witch right out of them.
Okay.
That was like a Tim-style joke. Took a while to get there.
A witch hunter doctor?
Yeah.
Whatever organs or limbs make a witch, I could just get rid of those and put some regular parts on them.
Right.
Does that mean you're also a witch doctor hunter?
I don't know what that means. Can you explain it slower?
I don't hunt doctors. And I mean, no witches are also doctors. That doesn't make any sense.
Uh-oh.
All they do is make people's milk go bad.
Oh, okay.
That's true, or their beer.
Yeah.
So hunt milk?
Milk?
No, like witches, you know? Okay, so I was like, hey, how am I going to find witches? Whatever. And they're like, listen for weird occurrences. So like if all the milk in the radius goes bad, then there was probably a witch who did something wrong.
Radius.
And it made the milk go bad, or like...
Oh, the witches make the milk go bad. So if you know there's milk going bad, you know there's a witch nearby.
That's right.
Oh,
All milk ends up going bad too, so that means there's almost always a witch around somewhere. It's like eating spiders in your sleep.
There's always witches around.
Well, it's
not a long enough timeline.
Yeah,
you must be real busy.
Honestly, I haven't really had to concern myself with witches because no milk has been going bad, and I'm more concerned with like the cultists.
That's because they see you coming, Mina.
They should see me coming.
That's what the uniform is for. That's why we want you as a
one of the spokespeople for this enterprise.
Yes.
They'll know at a distance. They'll know at just a glance. Mm-hmm. No witches aboard this card.
That's right. Because the whole outfit, right, it just instills fear in the witches, and then they become paralyzed and they can't move. So it's in the middle of the witch like being like, ha-ha, bad milk, and their hands just stay up like that so I can catch them.
Oh, wow.
I've never caught a witch yet, but...
I'm sure it'll happen soon.
I'm sure it's just a matter of time. It's fine. I don't have like a quota that I have to meet for the witches, and really, I'm on a very... specified mission in Middenhurst. Oh. So it's non-witch related.
Mm, he like taps the side of his nose, or he would, but the helmet's in the way. Ting, ting.
Helmet fingers.
Just one.
Ah, oh, damn. He's missing fingers?
No, he just taps it with one.
Oh, gosh.
I should have known. While they're chatting about this, Bruno, I want you to make a challenging perception test since you're half asleep or whatever.
Half asleep? Fully asleep.
Hey-o.
But how high do you want me to go?
What'd you roll?
Over 100.
You can't. What?
With the challenging, sure.
Challenging plus zero.
Oh.
But he's fatigued.
81.
Okay. Webby, I'm going to have you make a difficult test. Well, no, I'll have you make challenging as well, because you're part of the conversation, but you're also kind of helping the drive.
What? A challenging what?
Perception.
Perception.
Oh, Percepticon. All right. Oh, that's a D20. I'm going to have to take a minute here.
I thought that sounded like a rolled a long way for D10.
He's been hanging out with Bruno a lot recently. Sorry. That's learned behavior.
Do you have Arby's dice too?
Oh, I got a critical failure.
Oh, no.
The old 77.
So as we're going along having this conversation about witches and the Ulrikans and whatnot, the horses like come to a sudden stop in the road. I'm going to have. Was that you having your pistol out?
I got my pistol.
Webby and Bruno, I'm going to have you make an easy athletics test to make sure you don't fall out of the seat.
Oh, boy.
Easy is plus 40.
Mm. Yeah, that's not a guarantee.
Okay, I feel like Bruno should actually have a decent athletics because he has to put points in agility as a coachman.
Plus, I remembered to glue myself into the seat with like, you know,
a bunch of that chewed up paper that I was using.
A lot of tree sap. Right?
Bruno's paper mache to his seat.
I am stuck like glue.
It would you roll like a one?
Two.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay. That's Webby.
Exceptional success, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got 5 success levels.
All right, so you guys don't like fall out of the front seat onto the horses in front of you or anything like that. And you hear inside this one of the sisters like bumps into Lucky as he's sticking his head out the window. And they're all just like, oh, ah! As the horses stop short and they like.
I said, I have a girlfriend.
I don't think you have said that.
I intimated it.
And then Bruno and Webby won't need a test to notice there's a big tree across the road.
Dang,
well, that's inconvenient.
This seems like a trap.
Seems like all a trap. The trees fall over in the woods.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is my rainbow okay?
No.
Do you climb out on top and look?
Well, I'm in view of it at all times. I can lean out.
Times like this, okay. I wish we had.
Some of it, can see it's wet around us. Some of it splashed out.
But it's still up there.
Stopped. Yes.
Okay.
Times like these that I could really see the utility in having an axe aficionado on the on payroll.
Maybe like a double axe aficionado as well.
Oh yeah. That's cut the logging time in half, yeah, right?
It really would. I think this is pretty much the end of our adventure.
All right.
Shucks.
Set up shop here, I guess.
Yep. We're done.
Welcome to Dicked Coaches. The end of the line.
You think this is a trap, Ms. Mina?
100%, yes.
All right, I'm going to guard
the coach. It's a tree.
And he hops, he like climbs down. He draws a big sword. I think I said he had like a great sword. And he just stands by the door to the coach, looking around ready.
I really thought you said he had a great axe to chop this tree up.
He may have had an axe. I can't remember what I said he had.
I heard axe.
Either way, chopping
axe. Man. He's got a big weapon out in his hand.
Bruno.
Oh, gross. Put it away, dude.
You and Dr. Webby, you go over to the tree and pretend like you're going to move it, because I bet bandits are going to come out and I will shoot them right in the face.
It is an axe.
Oh,
okay.
I'd be happy to do that, but you're going to have to tell me what it looks like for a person to try to move a tree.
Just go over, just walk towards the tree and say very loudly and like succinctly say, I am going to attempt to move this tree.
Yeah, but
project your voice.
Who's going to watch the horses then?
We are going to watch the horses.
You don't know how to watch horses. They need constant Bruno, whipping.
I know better than you do how to watch a horse. I'm going to learn how to ride horses when I get back to Altdorf.
Mina?
Yes.
Mina, listen. Bruno's the boss here. If he thinks that he needs to watch the horses.
I know, but I have a great shot. If anyone comes out from the woods to attack you, I'm on top of the coach. I'll
go.
Okay.
And make like I'm gonna move the tree. And it'll leave.
Ah, that's good. That's good.
I was hoping it was going to be something like that.
I only learned that I was going to do that about halfway through saying it.
I respect that joke.
That was a surprise to me as well. So I'm see Daisy, get off the coach, start toddling over, wave my Dennis forward.
Mm. Oh, yeah, Dennis. He could totally move this tree. All right. Meanwhile, while he's going over to inspect the tree, I am like scouting and looking along the line here to see whenever somebody jumps out to attack him.
You're staying on the coach?
Yes.
Is there a way to get around the tree? Like, can I go like
it's off totally the across trail? The road?
Yeah.
Is it a big tree?
Gotta go.
Relatively large. It'd like, be a good foot or a good foot diameter, probably.
Could I hug it with my arms around? Or
a foot smaller? Diameter?
Yeah.
That's like a tiny tree.
Right? That's like this big?
A foot in diameter?
Yeah, that's all the way across.
Radius? I thought diameter was... that's circumference.
Yeah. Diameter is straight across the circle.
It's just like a general wood log, though.
So I could absolutely...
Fire log, sorry. This.
Wood log? You what?
So I could definitely hug this tree.
Yeah.
So well, it's not that big. It's not like one like a what are those in the Pacific Northwest? Like the
a redwood,
the sequoia, or whatever. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Looking at it, you figured a couple people could move it.
Yeah.
A couple people grab it. You could like pivot it off the road. Webby and Dennis go to investigate, and then as you're looking around in the tree line, Mina, you do notice a few people walk out into the road.
Mm-hmm.
And they're wearing like furs. There's three dudes. They got big beards. And one guy just goes, well, 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 what do we got here?
Oh, it's a tree in the road. It's stopping us from advancing as well.
Well, that's so weird.
That is weird.
Did you pay the toll?
The troll toll?
There ain't no trolls around here.
I hope not. I'll kill it.
Gotta go a lot further north to get the troll country.
Gotcha.
Are there trolls? I'll kill a troll. That sounds like fun.
Not in this game.
What toll?
Oh, if we pay the toll, will you move the tree?
Maybe.
Okay.
You have 5 gold?
No, I don't.
Five gold?
All of you?
No, I don't have 5 gold. Look at this coach. No.
Does look a bit run down.
I know.
Got one better for you. Got any Sigmarite scum on there?
A couple, yeah.
Well, you're not.
Oh, I'm well, blast he turns and he's kids. Like to the other guys. He's like, it's our lucky day. And he cracks his knuckles.
Oh, that was a good
crack. Where are they in relation to me and Dennis and the tree and the coach?
So we got like heading north on the road, the tree, then Webby and Dennis, then the coach, then the guy. These guys came out on the road behind the coach.
They did the old flanking with the tree maneuver. Mm-hmm. Very good. Very nice.
I imagine Dennis can just pick up the entire cart and smash him and then set it back down and push it off quick. Yeah.
Is he the Hulk now?
Well, yeah.
I mean, he is like surprisingly strong.
And very angry.
All right. Get them Sigmarites out here. No. We got to have a talking with him.
He's not angry, Mina. No. I removed all of the emotions from him.
Nice. I'm not the going down scar to talk on the side to these of his crazy head people.
Yeah, I put them into a pig. That pig was ferocious. There wasn't any utility. Sometimes you just do things to see if you can do them.
Just imagine the pig like, wee, wee, wee.
Just that pig was ferocious.
Just so mad.
It's a ferocious pig.
You can see the whites of its eyes. Angry.
Well, I'm a Sigmarite. Mina's a Sigma right there.
Oh, right? All right.
And I tuck my head in. I'm like, hey, Ulrich, are you a Sigmarite?
They're like huddled together and they're like, no, no.
Don't bring them into this. No, this is all stupid. Move the log, please.
Nice job with the please.
Why don't you come down here and ask me that?
I don't need to. We are going to Middenheim. I have work to do there to eliminate chaos, and you are just wasting my time.
You're heading to the city, huh?
Yes.
It's our city.
Okay, you can have it. I don't want it.
Are you the mayor?
Why don't you like their city?
No, I don't care about their city.
Oh, you don't care about it now either?
If it's your city, then maybe you should be the one eliminating chaos from it, and then I wouldn't have to come up here and do it.
Right, I'm not going to be paying any tolls with trees lying in the road. This is a poorly maintained road.
Missing some important subtext in the situation here.
I'm trying to put you guys in this situation, and all you do is make stupid jokes about it, and it makes it not scary at all.
Okay, so I just failed my cool check. So I'm gonna fire my gun.
Oh, okay.
Get out of my way.
You shoot that guy or one of the other two? Or like, is it a warning shot?
Yeah.
I kind of just want to shoot him. I'm so angry. Like, it's so stupid. Just get out of the way.
All right. So you just shoot the guy talking?
Yeah.
All right. Make your test.
Okay. I rolled a one.
Guy asked for money and Mina shoots herself in the face.
Boy, bye.
So the people are talking. So inside the coach, look, you see the sisters just like jump in fright at this. Blam! So a one will hit him in the left arm.
Oh.
What left arm?
Yeah, low is good.
What?
Meaning I shot it. And
the
off.
Arm's gone.
Yeah.
Because she blew it off with a one.
Maybe. So how many success levels is that?
Six.
Exceptional.
So that's 14 damage, right? Because the pistol's plus 8.
Oh my. Also, he's scared.
Maybe. So it doesn't kill him right away.
Okay.
Maybe he is scared then.
There's nothing in this pencil. Can I just have a pencil?
Oh my goodness.
Please and thank you. Oh goodness, all these pencils coming at me from all over. No, stop, don't throw them. That's not even a pencil, that's candy.
Oop, he's candy.
Ooh.
I wasn't sure if you'd actually fight these guys or not, but okay. So you do 14 damage to him.
Yup.
You get him in the shoulder and he like spins, almost falls over. His blood like sprays the guy next to him and he's just like, ah! And we're going to go into initiative.
Oh,
was that the toll?
So it'll be a lucky first. And so you hear this back and forth a bit. You can stick your head out a window. I'm sure you've seen them. And then you hear the telltale sign of or the pistol shot. And that guy get hit.
We don't pay in gold. We pay in lead.
Oh, I will roll his cool test. It is average, good. Though. Nice. You've been watching Westerns lately?
No, but. Oh, wait. Yeah.
They're over there.
What? Cowboy Bebop.
I will pay with your blood.
Ooh.
Oh.
I haven't gotten to kill somebody in so long.
It's been a hot minute.
I'm really excited.
Not since like a giant undead bird, if that counts.
Yeah.
I feel like Lucky has tried to play with blood at multiple stops along this trip.
Oh, yeah.
What?
The last person you killed was Mammoth.
See, I need to get somebody new so that we can all forget that.
Why do you want to forget him?
Not forget Mammoth.
You got to get right back on the horse.
That I killed Mammoth.
It's only been like 2 weeks since you killed somebody.
You need a rebound.
A rebound killing.
I do.
And sometimes it's multiple rebounds at once just to get you through it.
And now we'll have some furs to blend in midnight.
All right, Lucky, what are you doing?
I'm hanging out, man. It's a bunch of dudes. I'm good.
Okay.
Cast your wet bread.
No, I don't. No.
All right. And now it's actually Mina's turn.
Okay.
Wait, what's your initiative?
I don't know, man. It's just the eye.
Is it 34? Yeah. Okay, never. So these guys are just a little bit faster than you.
Okay.
So the one you shot, I did actually fail his cool test with a 92.
Good.
So he is, it's broken, right? From the gunpowder?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If you fail, they get broken. So he just is like, he grabs his shoulder and he's like, he's like, I don't know if this is worth it. And he runs back into the woods and the other two are kind of like, I'm going to make an average cool test for both of them to see if they go with him or if they want to keep up this
Run scared, whatever. Your little Ulrichian dogs.
All right, they both pass.
Okay.
So since you shot him, none of them had weapons out. They both draw an axe out and start rushing at the coach.
Okay. Well, they could have cut down this tree this whole time.
They were just axe sellers, really.
So I'm going to have them rush the coach and they start climbing the back of it.
You got to pay for that ride.
As their action. Okay. And then it'll be Mina's turn.
All right, I'm going to switch to my second pistol.
Okay.
I'm going to shoot one.
Let's so as they're climbing up, just... Yep. All right.
I'm going to say, you had your chance. This didn't have to result in blood.
You started this.
They were being jerks.
I mean, that's true.
100%. You started this. Okay, I rolled a 29, so that's 4 success levels.
Is that counting an advantage you got from last round, from your surprise attack?
5 success levels.
So 13 damage?
Yep.
Where'd you roll? Or where'd you hit? What did you roll?
That would be a right leg somehow.
So I imagine you stand up and you kind of shoot down and it just happens to go... Hits him in the leg. That is kind of weird, but...
They're climbing up it like you get out of a pool sometimes where you like hoist yourself up and then swing a leg over.
And I'm just like, bam!
There it is. Pinky toe.
Maybe he was just climbing backwards.
Oh, what did you roll again?
29.
So you can use the 9 as your success levels instead because it's damaging.
Yeah.
Making that 17 damage.
I would like to do that, please.
So 3-4 more damage.
Yeah.
So yeah, that guy, there's a lot of blood on the back of the coach.
You're going to have to clean that.
And he's just like, and he's grab on with like a death grip.
You can pay the toll to get that patched up.
Oh yeah, we have a doctor.
I believe it's Bruno's turn. I think Bruno's higher initiative than Webby.
Just by 1. Yep.
That's enough. That's how much higher these guys were than Mina.
Yeah, I don't want to be part of this.
Let's see. I want to make sure that the horses are properly whipped.
I mean, they are like freaking out a little bit.
All right. I whip them to make sure that they calm down.
So actually, I need to change things just a little bit. That definitely would have been short range.
Okay.
Which is plus 20.
Okay.
So you shoot that guy and he falls off the coach and lands on the road and doesn't move.
Yeah, blood for the blood god.
Wait, what?
What? I didn't say that.
So you just want to try to check the horses?
That was suspicious who said that.
Because I know that they get scared when I shoot my gun off to like start, you know, the day off. So I'm sure like
one of them kind of rears up because they're like, they can't get past this log with the coach. They know like they're too like.
Not good with axes.
Yeah, they don't know how to use an axe.
They're not deaf yet from all the gunshots.
Yeah, so they're panicking a little bit, but not like ready to run off at this point. But I do want you to make an average animal care test to try to soothe them.
Got it.
Placate them.
Yeah. So
they're placable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I whipped them good, and they settle right down.
So to calm them down, you start whipping them.
Sometimes it's about creating those paths to dopamine and then just reapplying them.
These are Bruno's horses. They know their score.
Right. It's like when you're having a panic attack and people are like, calm down.
You're
like,
right.
Yes, because screaming at me helps.
So how'd you do there?
Great. I put that whip right around one of their necks, like pulled it right tight, right? Almost passed out, but didn't.
How many horses is this coach? Is this 2 or 4?
However many you'll give me.
I thought it was a 2.
I've been imagining it as a 2 horse coach.
Sure. Sure.
These are horses 5 and 6.
It's a 2 horse coach. That's 6. I love it.
That sounds like Bruno, man.
Oh my goodness. They're
9 and 13.
They're different horses each time.
Oh yeah.
You just hook the wrong one. You just hook up whatever the closest horses are. Closest horse. All right, Webby, you're up.
Yeah, all right. So, I'm not really a fighter, but I do see that there's a patient in need of some assistance.
Yep.
And potentially is willing to pay with information and or coin. So I tell Dennis, I say, we got an excitable patient over there. Go on. And I smack him on the butt, and he starts walking over to restrain the wounded gent trying to climb on the back of the thing. Or no, he's not wounded. He's right. Just trying to climb it up. So he'll try to grab onto him and just prevent him from getting on there.
Okay. Make a melee test. I'm going to pose it with their dodge, but I'm going to make it difficult.
Is that weapon skill?
Yeah.
So Dennis is actually very good at this exact task.
He's used to holding people in place, yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly the only thing that he can do. But unfortunately, it's only negative one success level.
I had one success level even with the minus 10, so the guy wriggles out of his grasp.
I'm not doing anything.
Okay, you're just hanging out by the tree. I just imagine he's standing there just smoking a cigarette. Like, get him, Dennis.
Yeah, no, that's exactly what I did.
Leaning on the tree.
Yep. This is not the first homicidal patient that I've had.
I do love the like dynamic that this is going to create between like Mina and Webby, where like I will be constantly providing him with patients or material or whatever. Like, I feel like it's going to be very beneficial for one of us at least.
When I saw you draw your pistol, I licked my lips and said jackpot in my head.
So as Dennis tries to do this, Gunder comes around from the other side and he goes, go on, get. And he grabs the guy by like the top of his pants and pulls him down off the coach. He was able to get him off of there based on the rolls I just did. The guy falls to the ground and he just like hefts the axe and he goes, get out of here.
Leave the purse.
And then it's would be Lucky's turn.
Take the cannoli. I'm all set.
Just kind of watching just or keep
patting Griggs and just trying to calm him down.
Griggs is a little like,
yeah.
Then it would be this guy's turn again. He's like, all right. You didn't have to. Okay. And he like scrambles up to his feet and runs off into the woods. And then, Mina, did you?
I'm good.
Would be your turn. You're just
gonna... So you can go. I don't have any more shots, so.
Love the image of you on the coach with like one spent pistol up and the other one you just shot pointed at him and you're just like, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Like maybe like kneeling, like one knee on the coach.
Yeah.
It's really badass.
I gave Dennis an order and I did not contradict that order. So he's still trying to probably.
He's chasing the guy down.
He's probably trying to. Yeah, make this unruly patient behave.
I love it.
All right. Well, we'll see how you do with keeping Dennis in line next time. Come back for 156. No, this was 156. Yep. Come back for 157. Numbers are hard, man.
Another old Rickian goes to heaven.
Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed this show, check out all the other great shows here at the Professional Casual Network. Like what, Danny?
I'll tell you. On Mondays, we've got the Lost Omens podcast, our Pathfinder 2E actual play, hosted by me, playing through the Extinction Curse AP. Also, streaming on twitch.tv/professionalcasualnetwork at 7 p.m. Eastern time, you can check out, The Power Phase, our Marvel Crisis Protocol live battle report show. On Tuesdays, the podcast version of Wait, Did I Roll a Wild? Our Marvel Crisis Protocol Povlog is available. On Wednesdays, alternating releases on the Patreon, we have Settling the Southlands, our homebrew Wolfthorpe actual play, and The Slithering, a Pathfinder 2nd Edition actual play. And on Thursdays, live at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on twitch.tv/professionalcasualnetwork, we've got Wait, Did I Roll a Wild? Our Marvel Crisis Protocol Povlog.
You can also check out back episodes of Elite Eight Showdown and the first 39 episodes of the Lost Omens podcast, the first 24 episodes of Settling the Southlands, and the first handful of episodes of The Slithering on the YouTube at youtube.com/theprofessionalcasual.